الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا buddy for coming out. ما شاء الله. The tutorial here today. We have on schedule today is I will go to the page here. The audio is okay, right? Everything's okay. Great, perfect. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fikum. And there I am with the video. Okay, great. That sounds great. Okay, so the morning tutorial had an interesting turn of events today. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a moment. The handout for the tutorial is right here, as it's always there. Homework, I have just updated it, and it's over here. Activity one, fill in the rows. We'll get to that, inshallah. But what happened in the morning was we were, the group Shams, was that we were trying to do the activity of completing the rows here, and people were having quite a bit of trouble. And I was, wondering what happened, why people are not, getting it. And it turned out that they were having difficulty deciphering between the Hamzas. Okay, so we decided to do a tangent again discussing Hamza, because Hamza here is a interesting creature. Okay, so I'm gonna actually start with that, because I think that has been the source of confusion for many people, inshallah. And then what we'll do is we'll summarize. So what we'll do is we'll do like a Hamza versus Hamza versus Alif. Okay, we're going to put this as a title. Okay, and we're also going to do is summarize the features of family 1, 2, and 4. And then inshallah, we'll be able to proceed into our tutorial. Sounds good? Yes or no, people? All right. Excellent. Hamza versus Hamza versus Alif. Sounds like a interesting matchup. What am I talking about? What is this letter called? Hamza. Very good. What about this letter? Sorry, I'm trying to find it. There. Hamza as well. Likewise, Hamza, likewise, Hamza, right? And the other one is, where is the other one? Right there. Right? These are all Hamza in the different chairs that sits on. Correct? Okay. We also have the following interesting letter. What is that, folks? Hamzatul Wasl. Also, we have this guy. What is this? Alif. But if you... Here is the problem that we run into. And this is a problem created because... Brother Adil, mashallah. This is a problem that's created by the fact that we are learning Quranic Arabic, but typing, unfortunately, in newspaper Arabic. Let me jog your memory. Here, news. Oh, wait. Newspaper. You see this one right here? This word, as-samawat. This word, as-samawat. This is Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? But in newspaper Arabic, which is what we type in, what I type in, right? I actually write this as I would type it as Asama, right? I would make the alif with a sukoon and the hamza al wasl appear the same, right? Did you notice that? This happens quite a bit in the situation when we are dealing with command tense for family one. That's what happens quite a bit. I'm gonna go back to the notes here. So this guy, unfortunately, in newspaper Arabic, is representing both Hamzatul Wasl and also Alif. And also, there is the Alif with the Sukun. Something like this guy. Or maybe I'll copy the whole thing. Right? This is an Alif. Correct? So no. But unfortunately, this guy right here, is used for both purposes. Is used for the purpose of alif with sukun. The alif with sukun, that's a vowel that extends the sound of the haraka. Okay, can you go, please? Okay, Asya, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. Close the door. Sorry about that. Alif with the sukun, it represents both alif with the sukun and also represents hamzatul wasl. It represents both things, people, and that is a problem. Because that's where I think a lot of us are getting confused. Okay? So we are going to redefine some things. We're going to summarize some stuff. Okay? We're going to define this word. Okay? Hamzatul Qatta. Hamzatul Qatta. What is Hamzatul Qatta? Hamzatul Qatta, as you can see, means the Hamza that cuts. The Hamza that, or the cutting Hamza. This is this stuff. This is what? Why is it called the cutting Hamza? It's because the connecting sound is cut off and you pronounce the Hamza. Right? That's what ends up happening. Folks, are you with me? I'll give you an example. Floor of air is cut off as well. Good point, Sister Solange. Look at this. If I was to join الرحمن with الرحيم. I would say الرحمن الرحيم. Correct? I just skipped the Hamzatul Wasl. That's something we've discussed before, haven't we? We have. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Al-Badra is not just a tajweed rule. It's not just a, this is actually Arabic terminology. Okay. I didn't share that with you before because I didn't feel that it was important, but now I think I should have done so. And thus we're going to do it today, inshallah. Okay. Now, this word, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. This is what Hamza is this right here? Now you can write cutting Hamza or HQ, right? Or قطع, like you're writing, mashallah. Hamzatul قطع. Correct? So you notice I cannot say here, this wa, I cannot join إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ. I cannot just join this sound of wa to the ya afterwards. وَإِيَّاكَ. I can't do that. I have to cut off the waw, wa, and then say the hamzatul qat'a, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Okay, folks? Right there. That is which hamza? What Hamza is this? Qata. Everybody else is with me or what? Bibel, where are you? Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. No, we're not really cutting the Hamza. No. It's just what it's called. The cutting Hamza. Okay. Separating the sound. Okay. Hamza sign looks like it has an open mouth, so it is pronounced. I like that. So, Brother Musa, cutting wow, no. So, that's not what it's just the sound of the wow is not joined to the ya. That's what the point I was trying to make. Okay, it's not joined. It is actually you say wa, and then you say iyaka. And that's because the hamza cuts off the sound. I'm just trying to explain to you why the name is as such. All right. But in reality, whatever you call it, it's just called Hamzatul Qata. However you want to justify it, it's called Hamzatul Qata. Sound cuts off. Excellent. For a minute, I thought my sound was cutting out. But alhamdulillah, that's not the case. this is Hamzatul Qata. Now we have what else? We have Hamzatul Wasl. Right, remember Hamzatul Wasl? Hamzatul Wasl. The joining Hamza, yes? In Quranic script written as this. The joining Hamza pronounced when starting, skipped when joining. I think we remember that. Written as, okay. In newspaper, Arabic, written as an alif. Yeah. Not to be confused with what, folks? Alif with the sukun. Correct? Also, not to be confused with Hamzatul Qata. Right? Not to be confused with that either. So what's really the difference? Excellent question, Brother Adil. Okay. Here is the thing. Okay, let's go back to Hamzatul Qata. This features prominently in family four. Okay, features prominently in family four. Hamzatul Wasl features prominently in, or this features in family one command. Family one command. I'll give you an example. Okay, we'll do this one right now. The present tense. Is this a present tense for family four? Yes or no, people? Is it? It definitely is. Okay. In two words, how do I make command tense? Two words. Hint, both the words are the same. Chop, chop. Thank you. Okay, chop. Okay, correct. Let me actually do something. I'm gonna type this one here, okay? Let's try again. Family four chop chop. All right. What's the next thing that I do in family four? I add precisely which Hamza? Hamzatul Qata. I add Hamzatul Qata. And this Hamzatul Qata has what? A fatha on it. And I end up getting what word? The command is? Anzil. All right, yay. Right? You remember that, people? Let's try the same thing for family one. Family one is yanzilu. The same root letters for family one. Yanzilu. Two words for the command. I thought it would be more fun to say that. I don't know. I don't think you share my enthusiasm. That's fine. Chop chop. All right. When I first heard it, I was like, always saying it. I think my roommates who I was studying Arabic with were like probably wondering something has happened to this guy. All right. I remove the yeah. I remove the yeah. You know, subhanAllah, when we were in Egypt, we had so many problems with our diet, like getting so sick. So I even wonder if they're thinking I was like suffering so much of saying chop chop randomly. Oh god. Alright. You know the worst that happened? We drank this sugarcane juice in Egypt. I think that sugarcane juice was like fermented. It was like alcohol. It was so rotten. Allah tawbah tawbah. That was the worst. It gave us diarrhea for like a week. You know, it was just like, you know, I think we lost like pounds of weight after that. All right. Now, anyway, the struggles of learning Arabic, folks. Yen zil, I chop chop. And what do I add now? What do I add now? Hamzatul Wasl. Right? Oi, what happened there? Hamzatul Wasl, correct? And Hamzatul Wasl, this one will take a kasra. Inzil. Now the funny thing is this, folks. If I was to add a waw before this, as an example, do you know how this will be pronounced? Will it be pronounced like this? Tell me. I'll pronounce both. Will it be pronounced wa inzil, number one? Or would it be pronounced wanzil, number two? Wa inzil or wanzil? Hamzatul Wasl. In fact, because it's Hamzatul Wasl, what will happen? Skipped when joining. So it will be pronounced when joining as Wanzil. Wanzil or Fanzil or whatever letter there is before it. Okay? But if I had a waw with a fatha here, this would be what? Wanzil, this one. Or wa'anzil. The hamza al-qata. Wanzil or wa'anzil. Wa'anzil, very good. That's the difference. That's the difference between hamza al-qata and hamza al Wasl. I'll remove this part just for the sake of avoiding the confusion there. I'll write this out again for you. Don't worry. Okay. What is this? Inzil. MashaAllah. This is the difference between Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata, folks. Okay? Is that okay? Are you okay with that? Okay, let's do some practice, shall we? Surah Fatiha. This guy. Hamzatul Wasl or Hamzatul Qatar? Hamzatul Wasl. Correct. Hamzatul Wasl, right, Brother Musa? Because look, it's got the little fish head on it. This is in fact a command. This is a command. We spoke about this last time. Now, if I wanted to read the ayah, right? You know, some people who recite Quran, they join the ayahs, right? So if I was to join this ayah to this ayah without stopping, how would I read it? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'inu ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Or would I read it as إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Two. I'm having trouble even saying it. In fact, it is the first one. Right? نهدنا الصراط المستقيم. If you rejoin this, the Hamzatul Wasl will get skipped. If you were to join. But if you're not going to join, then you pronounce it as Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. That's why in this script of the Quran, they don't put a kasra on the Hamzatul Wasl. Make sense? Great. What Hamza is this one. Indeed, it is Hamzatul Qatar. Very good. That's excellent. All right. What Hamza is this one? Hamzatul Wasl, right? Very good. Here you notice Hamzatul Wasl is added. This is part of Al, right? We add Al to what? Isms or fi'ls? We add Al to isms, right? So Hamzatul Wasl shows up actually quite prominently in isms. And you add Al. See there? See there? See there? See that one? Right, so that is Hamzatul Wasl, and that's why, you know, like if I'm reading it as, you know, Alladhina, I read it as A. But if I'm joining it, I would do Siratul Ladhina, right? I just skip that completely. Or better example would be, if I'm joining this, this would be Ghayril Maghdub, Ril. But if I'm not joining, if I was to start here, I would say Al-Maghdubi. This is a key difference. A very, very key difference between Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata. Okay? And what is this? That is good old Alif with the Sukun. Right? What is this? Alif at Sukun as well, right? If you didn't see it, let me maybe do a different color. Right, this guy right here. Alif at Sukun makes it two units, correct? This is the one that stretches the sound to two units. But not Hamzatul Qata, not Hamzatul Wasl, they don't stretch the sound. How can you tell Hamzatul Wasl when it is kasra and when it does not have kasra? That is the question, Brother Musa. We are, for now, when we are studying ism, okay, for now, when we study ism and we put al, that as a fatha. And then we study command. Thank you. When we study command tense for family one, that's when we put kasra, for example, inzil, like this one. Make sense? All right, walillahi alhamd. Let me save this guy and close this guy. Well, in fact, I should actually clear my annotations. Okay, that is good, alhamdulillah. Did you feel a little bit like, was this good? Like, a lot of people in the earlier morning class were like struggling with this. Alhamdulillah. Okay. And the good old Alif. We should add something here as well about the good old Alif. That's what I'm going to call it. Right. This is just Alif with Sukun. Or little Alif. Or little Alif vertigo. That extends the sound to two units. Okay. Kasra is rule for command tense family one. Yes, as we'll see, Sister Summer, we'll see examples of this, inshallah. Okay. We'll figure out when do you get kasra, when do you get dhamma. Okay. Features. Let's do a quick summary of the features of family one, two, and four. Family one, present tense, ya with a fatha. Present tense has ya with a fatha. Okay, I'm just gonna write this right now. Family two, and we'll add some more things to it slowly but surely. Present tense, ya with a Dhamma. Very good. Thank you. And also family too. Can you tell me one in one word what's something interesting about family too? Starts with a sheen. Shadda. Right? Shadda. Family four. Present tense. Yeah, with Dhamma, thank you. If I'm just pausing and just looking randomly in the camera, that means I'm waiting for you to say something. Okay? All right. I'm trying to mix it up so that you don't fall asleep here. Okay, folks? Inshallah. and another thing. What is about family four? Hint, we just spoke about it at length. Yes, brother. Right? It is which Hamza sister? Maryam. Sorry, I'm picking on you people, but trying to, we're all learning together. Hamza al-Qatar. Ahsant, ahsant. Very well done. Get it? Ahsant from family four. Okay, I'm trying. Hamza al-Qatar. All right. Very, very good. Hamzatul Qata. All right. These are the features right now. We'll add more. We'll add more slowly but surely. Let us now start. Ahsant is actually ahsanta, which means you did good, right? You did good. From ahsana, which means to, you know, be to be good. Ihsan, you know, that should have been one of the letters I added here, but khalas, no problem, we'll do that later. Okay, here are the letters, folks. Noon, za, and lam. And then for each of these three root letters, we will make family one, family two, family four. Okay? And what I'll do is I will support you in this endeavor by doing two things. By firstly putting up the pattern in the split screen for you, inshallah. Does that help? I think it will, right? And number two, I mean, if you want to like be super, particular in like getting good practice, then you can just like lower your gaze or something and not look at it. and then the interesting thing with this is that what I'll do is I will also help you by giving you a little bit of time. Okay. For each of these rows, I'll give you a minute of processing time so that you can kind of look at it, make it, inshallah. And I please request of you to type it out either in that handout in document or in like a chat screen or wherever you're typing it, you know, whatever you feel comfortable typing in, and then copy paste the answer, inshallah, into the chat box. Don't worry if your answer comes early or later or whatever, just do it, inshallah. We're gonna start with family one, okay? So family one, look at, it says R1 with a fatha, R2 has a sad face, and R3 with a fatha. Why does R2 have a sad face? Need to look it up. Excellent. Right? Not that it should make you sad or something. I'm just, you know, trying to be funny in my notes. Okay, what am I looking for? Noon, za, and lam. Okay, I will look it up in the dictionary for you. And what I will do is actually, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, so there it is. And there's a pattern. We're looking for past tense, present tense, command tense, masdar, the actor, the acted upon. Okay, and I will give you a solid minute to do this, inshallah ta'ala. Sounds good? All right, folks, bismillah, let's get to it. All right. Awesome, mashallah. Past tense, let's start. Past tense is nazala. Awesome. Nazala, because it says right here in the dictionary. Nazala. All right. Present tense. I need ya with a fatha, correct? Ya with a fatha, prominent feature. A family one. Right there, yes? Okay, ya with a fatha. Wait, come back. R1 with sukoon. R2 with a... R2 with the kasra, correct? Because this I tells us so, right? The I there tells us so, and thus we will put the kasra there. All right. Yanzilu. Command tense. Chop, chop. And then add hamzatul wasl. Chop, chop. And what ends up going on hamzatul wasl? A kasra, because R2 has a kasra. Okay? Or more precisely, because R2 does not have a dhamma, we'll put a kasra on hamzatul wasl. The masdar. What is the masdar? No predictable pattern. Look it up in the dictionary. What is it in the dictionary? Nuzul. Nuzul. So we're going to put an-nuzul. An-nuzul. I'm not writing the shadda on the noon. That's the shadda of pronunciation, right? I'm not writing that because I think it's like we understand now why that was there. Now we're just focusing on the Arabic part. An-nuzul, excellent. The actor. Pattern for the actors as such. An-nazil. An-nazil. Very good. The one that comes down. Al-manzul. No, the thing that is sent up. Okay? That, folks, is the family. Nazala, yanzilu, inzil, an-nuzul, an-nazil, al-manzul. That's awesome. The word al-manzul, by the way, is not really used. Okay? Even though the pattern exists, but in its usage in the Arabic language, it is not necessarily used, not to my knowledge. The meaning of nazala is to descend, to dismount, to come down. So he came down, he comes down, you come down, an-nuzul, the coming down, an-nazil, the thing that comes down. Al-manzul is not really used, but the meaning is similar to the thing that's being sent down. Now, interesting is, in the books of fiqh, they talk about this thing called al-nawazil, right? They call them al-nawazil. The nawazil are a plural of nazil, a type of a plural of nazil, which is discussing contemporary issues, stuff that didn't happen in the past, you know, stuff that is unprecedented, you know, something that never happened in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, or something that never happened in the life of the scholars of fiqh, the great scholars of fiqh. So it doesn't have a clear precedence in the Sharia. They call those an-nawazil because it's like a new thing that just came down. So this is an interesting discussion that they have in the books of fiqh, particularly in like conferences where they discuss contemporary fiqh matters. Okay, just as an FYI for you. All right. Then we have family 2. Family 2. I will search for family 2. All right. Family 2. There we are with family 2. That's the pattern. Keep in mind, family 2, two things. Shadda and present tense has ya with a dhamma. All right. I will give you a minute to make family 2 members. Bismillah. So the same root letters, by the way. Same root letters. All right, folks. That's awesome. MashaAllah. I see answers are coming through already. Jazakumullahu khairan. Past tense. R1 with the fatha. R2 with the shadda fatha. R3 with the fatha. Nazzala. You. Nazzilu. R1. Ya with the dhamma. R1 with the fatha. R2 shadda kasra. And then R3 with the dhamma. Command, you can do chop chop. And actually this time you don't have to add anything. Chop chop and you're left with nazzil. Nazzil. Very good. The masdar, at-tanzil. At-tanzil. MashaAllah. Excellent. At-tanzil. This is the one that does not have a shadda. The actor is al-munazzil, and the acted upon is al-munazzal. All right, that is awesome, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. I hope you're starting to see some patterns and feel a little bit better about these families. Let's add to this pile family 4. Family 4 is right here. I will pull it up for you, inshallah, and give you a little bit of time to try. Let's get in trouble. Alhamdulillah. All right, folks, let's try this. Okay, we have Hamzatul Qatar. With the fatha. Noon with sukoon. R2 with a fatha. R3 with a fatha. Anzala. The prominent feature for this is the Hamzatul Qatar. Okay, but in the present tense, unfortunately, it disappears. Yun zilu. Yun zilu. Command tense. Chop, chop. And then add the Hamzatul Qata. An zil. An zil. The master. Al in zal. The actor. Al mun zil. The acted upon. Al mun zal. And mashallah, that is our row or the three rows for the root letters Noon, Za, and Lam. Alhamdulillah, that looks good. You can see the differences now. Nazala, Nazala, Anzala. Like if you read it as a column. Yanzilu, Yunazilu, Yunzilu. Do you notice how similar number one and number four are? Yanzilu and Yunzilu. Inzil and anzil. Okay, tell me, folks, which letter is this guy? Which letter is this? Hamzatul Qata. Which letter is this guy? Hamzatul Wasl. Ahsantum. MashaAllah. Very well done. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. All right. Let's proceed to the next one, which is like already in the book. Okay. So I'm going to hide the notes for a minute here. Okay. Like I'm using the root letters of the book because it gives you, it's like a reinforcement, right? There's a book called A is for Ox. Interesting book on, educational psychology. And the author of the book makes the argument that sometimes repetition of the same constructs, like the same words, the same vocabulary, helps reinforce concepts in a very layered manner, right? So following his, his idea, I'm including some of the words here that we've already done, hoping that this is going to be a reinforcement of a sort for us. But for this, to make it more authentic, I am going to hide the textbook, because if the textbook is there, you're just copying from it. You get what I'm saying? But here, I will put up the Hanswear, and you have the row above to help you figure out the patterns if you need. Fair enough, inshallah. Let's start. Thank you. MashaAllah, folks. All right, what do I have? All right, this is Salima. Salima, yes? What is the past tense or the present tense? Yes, la-mu. Very good. Command tense, chop chop. And this would be Islam. This would be Islam because R2 does not have a Dhamma. All right, Islam. All right, the Masdar. What's the how many Masdars do we have? Two. Pick one, people. All right, so Summer says Salam. Let's pick Salam, okay? Sorry, I just picked the first one there. the first suggestion from you all. As-Salam, okay? As-Salama as well is fine. You know what? We can write both of them. Why not? As-Salama. There's enough space in my table. Can you have more than two musters, by the way, for a farin? Yes, subhanAllah. For family one, most definitely you can. All right, the actor. As-Salim. As-Salim. And the acted upon is Al-Masloom. And this is not a frequently used word. In fact, to my knowledge, the word is not used. But it exists in pattern. Salima, Yaslamu, Islam. As-salam, as-salama, as-salim, and al-maslum. What does salima mean? Salima means to be safe and sound, to be unharmed. Okay? Yaslamu, so salima is he was safe and sound. Yaslamu, he is safe and sound. Islam, you be safe and sound. As-salam, safe, as-salam is really peace. Salama is safety. And both of these, as you can see, are quite, these concepts are related. As-Salim is the one who is safe and sound, okay? Unharmed, bi-ithnillah. Okay, now, family number two. What do you say, folks? I'm going to run the counter, and let's get to it. Inshallah. This is, folks, family two, please. And again, I'm not putting up the notebook because that would defeat the purpose. All right. I hope this timer sound is not giving you like problems. You know, sometimes people have like this reaction, heart attacks. No, but the right. I hope not. As we know, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Oh God. Okay. Let's start, inshallah. So, family two. Sal. Salama. Family two, present tense. Again, the ya has a dhamma. Yusallimu. Mashallah. Very good. Chop chop. What do you get? Kallim. Very good. If any of you who are of maybe Arab descent, or you have friends of Arab descent who speak Arabic, this is something you might hear a lot. Sallim, sallim. You know, say salam. Okay. Al-Masdar. At-Taslim. Very good. The actor. Al-Musallim. The acted upon. Al-Musallam. Al-Musallam. MashaAllah. Okay? And these two words are used for the meaning. The meaning, obviously, of Sallama is to protect someone from harm. So Sallama, he protected from harm. Yusallimu, he protects from harm. Sallim, you protect from harm. At-Taslim, protection from harm. Al-Musallim, the one who protects from harm. Al-Musallam, the one protected from harm. Okay, that's awesome, mashallah, barakallahu fikum. Let's try number four, family four here. Inshallah. MashaAllah, Samar, well done. Oh, there we go. I was wondering what happened to it. Alright, folks, let's try it. Hamzatul Qata with a fatha. R1 with sukun. R2 with fatha. R3 with fatha. Aslama. Present tense for family 2. Present tense for family 4. Prominent feature, ya with dhamma. Okay? Seen R1 with sukoon, R2 with kasra, R3 with dhamma. Yuslimu. Chop chop. Add a hamza tul qata before for pronunciation. As lim. Command tense. The master. Al Islam. Okay, I'm adding the hamza tul qata, but that is sitting under the chair or the sitting under the alif because it is carrying a kasra. Al-Islam. Al-Islam. And the actor is Al-Muslim. And acted upon is Al-Muslam. Okay. What is the meaning of these words? If you go to Hanswear, Aslama is... the meaning we had selected that was easy was to actually accept Islam, okay? To resign oneself to the will of God, to surrender or expose or deliver up somebody, to leave, abandon somebody. Another meaning was to become a Muslim, embrace Islam, right? These were some of the meanings that are there, and they're all interrelated. So if you were to take the meaning of he committed himself to Allah or accepted Islam, the meaning would then be Aslama, he accepted Islam. Yuslimu, he accepts Islam. Aslim, you accept Islam. Al-Islam, the embracing of Islam. Al-Muslim, the one who embraces Islam. Al-Muslim, not used necessarily in this context, but would then mean the thing that was embraced. Okay. As you can see, now, mashallah, If you were to read the column, you see Salima, then you have Salama, and you have Aslama. Again, the features become more prominent, more clear in this compare and contrast. You have Salima, this R1, R2, R3. Salama, R1, R2 with a Shadda, and then R3 afterwards. I'm going to actually just do this just to make it a little bigger and make it more prominent. Okay. Salama, right? R1, R2 with a Shadda, and Fatha, and then R3. Aslama, Hamzatul Qata. Hamzatul Qata is the name of the game for Family 4. And that right there, it appears in the very beginning. Okay? Notice for Family 2, Yusallimu, Yawad Dhamma. Yuslimu, Family 4, Yawad Dhamma. Yaslamu, yeah, with Fatha in Family 1. Something to notice. If I was to ask you what letter is this, you would, inshallah, say MashaAllah, HQ, Hamzatul Qatar. I like that. Barakallahu fikum. What about this guy? That's awesome, mashallah. This indeed is Hamzatul Wasl, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, cool, huh? This is getting, are you feeling a bit more comfortable with these families? Alhamdulillah. We can add now a feature of the family. Okay, let's maybe add something that's interesting here. Sorry, let me go back. We can add something with regards to the command, right? The command tense always has a Hamzatul Wasl, right? Has a Hamzatul Wasl in the beginning, okay? And this guy, command tense always has Hamzatul Qata in the beginning. Correct? I should add this to a dictionary actually. Keep forgetting to do that. Okay. In the beginning. Correct? Folks, does that make sense? Okay. All right, that's awesome, mashallah. Thank you very much. Let us continue. I have left Ain Lam Mim as homework for you, as well as Ra, Jim, and Ain as homework. Mashallah. Homework is not meant to be homework like traditionally where, you know, you are unhappy with your teacher who has assigned you homework. Homework here is meant to be an opportunity for you to practice on your own, an opportunity for you to get some feedback from the TAs and myself. Generally, the TAs though, inshallah. And it's a good opportunity. I suggest you try to take advantage of it, inshallah. The homework is not due on like Monday or something. Okay, like if you want to take your time, you're busy tomorrow or something, you don't get a chance to do it, totally fine. Send it whenever. Okay, whenever you are ready, whenever you get the chance to send it. It's not like a due date, because the idea is it's the opportunity for you to practice, inshallah. Okay, we're talking about practice here. Okay, I have also had Kha, Ra, and Jim for you all, inshallah, to practice on your own. We are going to look at, we have some time, so we'll look at, let's look at Dha, Ka, and Ra first, and then come around to the others, okay? I had other things planned for today as well, but the first group actually never got past the Ka and Ra. We had a lot of questions and a lot of things regarding the Hamzas, so we had to take a lot of time there. But I think with us, we have some time to go through some other aspects, inshallah. But let's at least do the ka and ra first. So what about Hamza, Meem, and Noon? We should look at that together too. Yes, yes, yes. But let's finish this part because that's the one that the other class we did with them. And then we'll come back to Hamza, Meem, Noon. Okay? We'll save the tricky one for the last part because, you know, that way, if you lose your motivation, at least the class is almost over. But I don't want you losing motivation in the middle of the class. Okay. Let us try. Let us try this guy right now. The, ka, and ra. I'm going to put this side by side with this. I will help you look up the word. The, ka, and ra. I think in the WhatsApp group, some folks, or I think Sister Solange or somebody has put a link to the Hanswear app or Edgetall app, which would be awesome. I personally don't have it, but I will probably get it as well. But if you don't have it, this is the browser version is awesome. I've used it since a very long time, so I really like it. There is the ka and ra, and I will ask you to I will put up sorry the textbook here for you to help you with this, inshallah. Let's put the textbook here. And I will find for you exam. There we go. There it is. Okay. So let us try for the next few minutes to figure this out, inshallah, for the, ka, and ra. Let's, for the next, not few minutes, let's do it for the next minute. Go ahead, please. All right, alhamdulillah. Okay, folks, past tense is the ka ra. The ka ra. I know it's the ka ra because even though I have a sad face here in R2, I don't know which haraka it is, but I look here, the first entry in Hanswear will tell me that this is the past tense for family one, and that is what I write here, past tense for family one. Then I have okay. Now can you please go? Thank you. Yeah. Kuru. I know it's yes, Kuru. Yes, yes. Great. Everyone's excited to see your clothes. All right. Yes, Kuru. Yes, Kuru is. Yes, Kuru, because as you can highlight, and as you can see correctly, there's a U here, mashallah. And that will tell you that R2 is going to take a dhamma. All right. Yes, Kuru. Let me make it actually a little bit more. Zoomed in. The command, chop, chop. And I have to have a Hamzatul Wasl, right? So I chop and chop. And I'm left with what? I'm left with Udhkur. I'm left with Udhkur because my R2 has a Dhamma. So my Hamzatul Wasl here will take a Dhamma as well. Okay. The Masdar. We have how many Masdars? We have two Masdars. We will take both of them, inshallah.
الذكر. Have you heard of the word ذكر before? Maybe in a lecture. Excellent. Another one is al التذكار or تذكار. Sorry. The name of the fatha is a master there, but that's okay. That is also a master. Hanswear isn't actually like exhaustive in the masters. To get an exhaustive list of masters, you have to look up in a more classical dictionary like Lisan al Arab in the Arabic language, or
doctor key?
No. Out. Close the door. Hanswear does not have all the masters sometimes. Lisan al Arab does. And also Lane's lexicon has a majority of the masadir if you want to look it up. All right. The actor is al-dhakir. And the acted upon is al-madhkur. Al-madhkur. This one is actually used quite frequently. Its meaning, let's look at the meanings. Dhakara means to remember. Dhakara means to remember. Bear in mind, this is a B there, to think, to keep in mind. And subhanAllah, even remembrance of Allah is dhikr. That is, you know, we try to bear in mind, keep in mind, think of Allah, His blessings, and so on and so forth. Okay? If you see, you have dhakara, and then you have yadhkuru, which is so dhakara say he remembered, yadhkuru he remembers, udhkur you remember, adhikr remembrance, adhakir the one who remembers, and almadhkur the thing that is remembered, or the thing that's mentioned, right? Because it even has the meaning of mentioning. If you look at the word here, madhkur, something that's mentioned, said, worthy or mentioned. Hal ata ala al insani shay'un, hal ata ala al insani heenun min al dahri lam yakun shay'am madhkura. I'll show you this ayah, that's a very beautiful ayah in surah number 76, surah Insan, that Allah says that هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You see that? مَذْكُور. What is this meaning? What is the translation? The translation is, was there not a period of time when man or humans was not even worth mentioning? And subhanAllah, think about this. There was a time we were not even in the world, subhanAllah, before we were born, and not even worth mentioning because we're not in the world and we don't really exist, right? So subhanAllah, it's a humbling reminder that Allah presents, that human beings, we get arrogant, we get consumed by our concerns, we get consumed by our rage. But remember, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You know, we were nothing not that long ago. And subhanAllah, not very long after, we will again be nothing. Right? So it is a very sobering reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful surah, this one, Surah Insan. One other thing I wanted to point out to you is this, right? If I was to search a word here for you, sorry, I just passed by it. There. Okay, I want you to spot the command for Dhakara family one. Okay, command for Dhakara family one. There is one example or one instance of it. Ready, folks?
All right.
قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاثة أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار.
A few of you spotted it. I think this one has a lot of echo. Let me play this for Abdul Basit. Let me actually
fall. قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار.
Awesome. That is great, mashallah. You all did really well to spot that this is the word. واذكر ربك كثيرا. Okay. Do you notice something about it? You notice how this is Hamzatul Wasl, but it's not pronounced as Wa'udhkur, correct? He didn't pronounce it as Wa'udhkur, he pronounced it as Wa'udhkur. Because that's what Hamzatul Wasl does, right? Hamzatul Wasl is not pronounced when you skip. Sister Vidal has a good question. We actually have other questions. I have other questions to ask you of this ayah. Don't you worry, Sister Vidal. I'm coming to that. Let's go to the word here. Ij'al. Rabb ij'al. Can you guess what family and what member? Mashallah. So family one. Excellent answer. And it is in fact command. Okay. How were you able to tell this? I hope you were able to spot our good friend Hamzatul Wasl in the beginning. Sukoon. And there's a sukoon here as well, right? The sukoon is not written but is there. And that is Rabb ij'al, right? The sakin on the sukun of the lam. Now tell me, what are the root letters here? R1 is jim. R2 is ayn. And R3 is lam, right? So if you were to tell me from the translation, what is the meaning of ij'al from the translation? Just, we don't have to look it up. It says, grant, right? Li is where the mi comes, right? And aya is a sign, right? So the li is mi, or for me. And aya, which is a sign, okay? These are the words that are all there. But don't worry. But when we get to the grammar part, inshallah, the study of sentences, you will be telling me this and I won't tell you. But right now, ij'al, the translation that's chosen by, or the word that's chosen by the translator here is to grant, right? But ij'al also means to make, right? It means to make, exactly. So he's saying, this is actually who? Do you know who's speaking here? Not Musa alayhi salam. This is from the family of Imran. Zakaria, indeed. Right? Zakaria alayhi salam, and he is told, alright, you're going to have a child. He is like, wow, how can I have a child? Anna yakunu li ghulam. I'm really old. Qad balagani al-kibr. Wa mar'ati aakhir. And my wife is barren. Then he was told, Allah is going to do, Allah does whatever he wants. And this is when he said, oh my Lord, make for me an ayah.
grant me an ayah. Right? Now, qala ayatuka alla alla tukallima an-nasa thalathata ayyamin illa ramza. Tukallima, can you tell me which family and what member? Which family and what member? Amazing, mashallah. It is indeed family two. And it is indeed present tense. I am sure you notice that the ta is here, right? Not a ya. But that's not a problem for us because we have said quite a few times that the ya could change, right? The dhamma will not change. The dhamma will remain. But the ya can change to a ta. It can change to a noon. It can change to a hamza, as we will see, inshallah, when the actor changes. Right? You see the actor here? Your sign is you will not be able to. Allah tukalliman nas. That's why the actor has changed. That's why the letter changes as well. Okay? And you also might have noticed that it is not tukallimu or yukallimu. It is, in fact, tukallima. And that is because of its place in the sentence. But that is okay, again, because as we have discussed, R3's tashkil can change. All right. Change with the pronoun, absolutely. Here we are with the shadda on the R2. And that is why this is a good sign that this is family 2. In fact, R1, R2, and R3. What is the meaning of kallama yukallimu, folks? Just from the translation. Kallama yukallimu, kallim, at-taklim, al-mukallim, al-mukallam. The meaning is, correctly, as you have identified, Brother Ra'id, to speak, right? To speak. Wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Right? Allah spoke to Musa, alayhi salam, taklima, in real speech, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that's why it's one of his great miracles and great virtues. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ وَسَبِّحْ. Tell me, folks, which family and what member? Which family and what member? This is, mashallah, family to command. Absolutely family to command. Again, for us, the beautiful thing we're noticing here is the shadda is really our important sign for family 2. Seen is R1, ba is R2, ha is R3. What do you think the meaning of sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih, at-tasbih, al-musabbih, al-musabbah? What do you think it means? To glorify. Excellent. To glorify. You found the meaning there. That's awesome. Bil-ashiyyi. Well, ibkar. Now I'm going to throw you a small curveball here in honor of the World Series that's happening. Al ibkar. What family and what member? What family and what member? It has an al, so it's got to be a master or actor or acted upon, right? It's got an al. Okay. What do you notice about the word al-ibkar? What is this word? Or what is this letter? Hamzatul Qata. Which family has Hamzatul Qata, folks? Family 4. Ahsantum. Well done. It is family 4. Now in family 4, which member it is likely? Ibkar. It is the... It can't be command, but the Musa has an al. Right? It's the master. It's the master. Remember, the master is the one that has the hamza, you know, with the kasra. The actor has a meme, بضمة. He acted upon also has a meaning. بضمة. Right? So that's a very nice. MashaAllah. Jazakum Allah khairan. Ibkar is actually the evening. Right? Ibkar is the evening. So that's awesome. Alhamdulillah. This is, I was actually wanting to do a bit of Quran study in the tutorial. I had it actually slotted here in the very end of our study. But instead of doing Surah Mulk, I'm happy we did this one, inshallah. Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 41. Alhamdulillah. And these families are definitely the three most frequent families of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's finish up quickly with this one. I'll just ask you to help me as I'm writing this one by one. All right, folks? Ready? So the first one. Dhakara, right? Shadda on R2. That's the name of the game for family two. What goes on the ya? Excellent. Yudhakiru. Dhakara yudhakir. Chop chop. What do you get? Not just that, it's with that. Dhakir. Correct. Dhakir. Excellent. The master. Adata at tadkir. At tadkir. Very good. The actor is Al Mudhakir. Al Mudhakir. He acted upon Al-Mudhakkar. What is the meaning of Dhakkara? Dhakkara is to remember. Dhakkara is to remind. Dhakkara is to remind. So Dhakkara, he reminded. Yudhakkiru, he reminds. Dhakkir, you remind. At-Tathkir, the reminder. Al-Mudhakkir, the one who reminds. Al-Mudhakkar, the thing that was reminded of. Okay, if I was to just take a second here to show you something. Surah number 88, Surah Ghashiyah. Look at this ayah. You see that? Fadhakkir. Command, innama, you are only, anta, you are only, mudhakkir, a one who reminds, a reminder, the one who presents the reminder, subhanAllah. That's the job of the Prophet ﷺ, and that is our job as well as, carriers of his legacy. Quickly, let's finish this one, folks. I know it's almost, the time is up. I have minus 1 minute. But this is going to be Hamza al-Qata with al-Dhamma with the Fatha. Adhkara yudhkiru adhkir al-idhkar al Mudhkir al-Mudhkar. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Again, if you read this in as a column, you would start to see the differences in the families. I hope now it's a little bit better. If you are looking for help for the other ones that are not homework, feel free to write them out, send them to me, and the tutors will inshallah reply back to you with the answers, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, I will end I will call it a night now, inshallah. We're over time by a few minutes. But jazakum khairan for your patience. Wa sallallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.